Title: Compose in Amen Style Ride Groove with Chopped Vinyl Character in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build a fast Amen influenced ride groove in Ableton Live 12 that feels like it came from Chopped Vinyl, but still hits clean in a modern drum and bass mix. This lesson lives in that sweet spot between classic jungle break edits and controlled, repeatable workflow. We're going to slice a break into a drum rack, make the ride feel like a living phrase instead of a static hat line, steal the groove from the original audio, then add texture and generation without turning your tops into harsh fizz or lo-fi mush. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Now create a few tracks so you're not fighting your session later. Make an audio track called Amen Source. Make a MIDI track called Amen Slicer. Then create two return tracks, return a called room and return B called Dub Delay. Quick reminder, keep your master clean while you design. If you slam a limiter early, you'll make bad decisions, because everything will sound exciting even when it's wrong. Step 1. Choose and prep your Amen Source. You can use a Retal Amen, or any ride forward break that has that DNA. The big requirement is transient clarity. If the top end is already smeared, slicing will feel mushy. Drag your break into Amen Source. Go to Clip View, turn Warp on, and set Warp Mode to Complex Pro as a starting point. Then set the start correctly. If Live guessed the 1.1.1 wrong, fix it now. Right-click and choose Warp from here straight, or manually place a warp marker at the first real downbeat. Your target is simple. Loop 1 to 2 bars and make it sit tight on the grid without sounding watery. Here's the cheat code. Don't put warp markers everywhere. Put them where the identity is, usually around snares. Loop 2 bars. If the snare drifts by the end, add a warp marker right on the snare transient and correct it. Minimum markers, maximum punch. Step 2. Slice to MIDI, so the break becomes an instrument. Right-click the warped audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transient. One slice per transient. And for the preset, choose the built-in drum rack slicing preset, the basic one. Now you've got a drum rack full of slices, mapped across pads, and a MIDI clip that often recreates the original break pattern. Rename that MIDI track Amen Slicer if it didn't already. Before we start composing, do one quick orientation pass. In the drum rack, you need to find the key characters, the main snare, the kick, the ride or hat-like slices, and the little ghost snare or tiny hits. If it's confusing, solo pads one at a time using the little headphone icon per pad. This is worth doing. It saves you 10 minutes of why is my snare suddenly a kick later. Now we build the ride groove. This is the top line engine. Open the MIDI clip on Amen Slicer. If it's only one bar, duplicate it to two bars. And I want you thinking like this. In ride heavy jungle and DNB breaks, the top end is not just a metronome. It's a phrase with accent arcs. It asks a question in bar 1 and answers in bar 2. Start by establishing a pulse using your ride or hat-ish slices. Begin with 8th note so the groove has forward motion. Then add a couple of 16th embellishments where it feels natural. At 174, constant 16ths can get tiring and artificial fast. So the trick is implied density, a steady pulse with little flickers. Now shape your velocities like a break, not like a drum machine. Strong hits live around 95 to 115. Medium hits around 70 to 90. Ghosty stuff around 35 to 60. And here's a pro field detail. Some 1/16 taps can be barely audible, like 15 to 35 velocity, especially right before an important snare. You don't necessarily want to hear them as extra hats. You want to feel them as motion. Next, lock in the snare anchors, because this is where it stops being random chop beat and becomes DNB. Put your main snare on beat 2 and beat 4. In Ableton grid language, that's 1.2.1 and 1.4.1 in bar 1, and same positions in bar 2. Then add ghost snares around those anchors. You can try little hits just before or just after the main snare. Places like 1.1.4, 1.2.3, 1.3.4, 1.4.3 are good starting targets, but don't worship the numbers. Your ears decide. The goal is call and response. The ride drives the talk, and the snare answers with attitude. Now a big coach note. Slice end points are like 80% of Chopped Vinyl character. Go into a few keypads, especially your main snare slice and your favorite ride slice. Open the simpler for that pad. Zoom in. Add a tiny fade in, something like 0.2 to 1.5 milliseconds, just enough to kill clicks, but not enough to round off the transient. Then shorten the end point, so the slice stops before it obviously bleeds into the next drum hit. That's what makes it feel like hard edits. If you leave too much tail, it starts sounding like a loop, not a chop instrument. Also, use prepad control so the kit feels balanced. Sometimes one ride slice was recorded louder. Don't fight it with only MIDI velocity. Use the pad volume, and if one ride chop is extra bright, use Simpler's filter on that pad with a gentle low pass, maybe around 12 to 16 kHz, just to take the edge off without killing the air. Alright, now we steal the swing from the original break, groove extraction and micro timing. Go back to Amen Source, your original audio clip. Use the groove pool, extract groove from that clip, then apply that groove to your Amen Slicer MIDI clip. For starting values, set timing somewhere between 60 and 85% velocity in the groove pool. Keep it subtle, like 10 to 25%, because you already did intentional velocity shaping. Random can be tiny, 0 to 8%, just to avoid robotic repeats. Bass should be 1/16. And a key workflow tip. Don't commit immediately. Keep it flexible while you're still composing. Commit only when you're sure you want to print that feel permanently into the notes. Then do a little manual push and pull, especially on the rides. A great rule of thumb at fast DNB tempos. Keep your snare anchors closest to the grid. Let the rides and ghost notes do most of the push-pull. If everything is late, the groove will feel like it's dragging through mud. So try nudging some ride notes slightly late, like 1 to 6 milliseconds, to get that laid-back roll. Then nudge a couple ghost notes slightly early, like 1 to 4 milliseconds, to create urgency. In live, temporarily turn off the grid or go to a very fine grid, and use nudge commands with a tiny nudge value. And do this timing check at low monitoring volume. Quiet monitoring reveals timing problems way faster than loud playback, because your ear stops being distracted by punch. Now let's add the chopped vinyl character with stock devices. We want texture, movement, and a little Brit, but we still need transients to cut through a wall of bass later. After the drum rock on Amen Slicer, add drum bus. Set drive around 10 to 20%. Keep boom low, maybe 0 to 10%, because breaks already have messy low content. Crunch around 5 to 15%, and bump transients up, something like plus 5 to plus 20, until the edits feel like they have teeth. Next, add saturator. Use analog clip mode. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then match the output so you're not fooled by loudness. If it sounds better only because it's louder, it's not better. Then EQ8, high pass around 30 to 45 hz to remove rumble. Add a gentle high shelf cut, maybe minus 1 to minus 4 dB at 10 to 12 kHz, just to shave off brittle digital fizz. And if the ride is poking your ear, a small dip around 3 to 5 kHz, like minus 2 dB, can calm it down. Now because this is Live 12, let's bring in Roar for modern movement. Pick a subtle saturation style, start from a mild preset and back it off. Think 5 to 20% feel, not melt the drums. A touch of modulation can help it feel like a physical source, like the record is moving, but if you hear obvious wobble, you went too far. Now the vinyl warble and pitch drift. Ableton doesn't have a single vinyl knob stock, so we build the illusion. Option 1. Do it at the sample playback level. Open a Simpler on a slice, especially a ride slice. Consider turning warp off inside Simpler for a more sampler authentic bite, as long as it still plays right. Then introduce tiny pitch movement. You can automate transposition on a few slices by hand, just tiny, plus or minus 5 to 15 cents. The point is not to tune, it's instability. Option 2. Use chorus ensemble very subtly, amount 5 to 15%. Rate around 0.10 to 0.35 hz. Mix 5 to 12%. If it starts sounding like an obvious chorus effect, pull the mix down or consider putting it on a return and only sending your highest ride ticks to it. That way, the wobble lives on the top micro details, not the whole loop. Now we'd add the noise bid, because vinyl character without a little texture can feel fake. But the noise has to behave like it's part of a turntable world, not like a white noise plugin sitting on top of your drums. Create a new audio track called Vinyl Noise. Drop in a noise sample, or even resample a quiet section of your break, where there's mostly texture. Add auto filter. High pass around 200 hz. Low pass around 8 to 10 kHz. Then sidechain it to the break so it ducks on hits. Put a compressor on the noise track. Turn on sidechain and choose MN Slicer as the input. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds. Release 80 to 180 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of ducking. You want the noise to step back politely when the transient hits, so your drums stay crisp. Optional extra realism. Add auto pan to the noise track at a very slow rate, like 0.03 to 0.10 hz, tiny amount, so the noise drifts like a physical system, and you can automate a tiny volume dip right before main snares, almost like needle disturbance. Micro events like that sell the illusion. Now space. Classic jungle is roomy, but in modern DNB, we keep it controlled. On return A, room, use hybrid reverb in an algorithmic room mode. Decay 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High pass inside the reverb, around 300 to 600 Hz. Then send just a little bit from your Amen Slicer track. If you can clearly hear the reverb tail at 174 BPM, it's probably too much. On return B, dub delay, use echo, time at 1/8 or dotted eighth, feedback 15 to 35%, filter it, high pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Automate the send amount at the end of phrases so the delay becomes ear candy, not a constant smear. Now arrangement, because a static 2-bar loop is the enemy, we'll build an 8-bar phrase. Bars 1 and 2, the core groove, establish the ride feel. Bars 3 and 4. Swap one or two ride slices, or change a couple accents, and add one extra ghost note. Bars 5 and 6, add a micro fill at the end of bar 6. Think snare drag, quick chop, or a tiny reverse snippet. Bars 7 and 8, create a dropout moment. Mute the rides for half a bar, let the groove breathe, then slam the rides back in on the downbeat.